There's an old saying that says you can't have it both ways. And I was sitting here thinking this morning about the fact that I am now enjoying teaching, mentoring, discipling, call it what you will, people. And I was thinking about how I got here. And it occurred to me that when other people were having parties, going on holidays, going to the cinema, going to the theatre, I would be studying, reading, praying, waiting on God, seeking Him, in order to become fully what He had prophesied I would be. Because prophecies are not automatic. God says, this is how I see you. And then you have to find the critical path to getting to be what He's got His beady eye on. And that means other things have to go. You can't come in often to the fullness of your gifting or calling because there is a displacement. Things that other people can do, you can't do if you're going to be at the top of your game, as it were, to be able to be the maximum benefit to other people and to fulfill your calling before God. So if you've got a calling on your life, a call on your life that you know about and you're aware of it, but actually you're not moving yourself towards it, I would urge you to sit down and think about it today and see what the critical path towards making up time to get to that is. We need people who are in the place that God wants them to be in this time. Not for the sake of your gifting, but for the sake of the flock. We need to be able to build up others. And we won't do it by indulging ourselves. We do it by breaking off a piece of ourselves and feeding other people with it. So how's it working out for you?